Well, welcome back. You're on More Than Money with Rob and Leanna. Leanna, we have lots of conversations on health buckets, you know, going forward for seniors and for everyone, and talking about how they want to age in their in a healthy aspect. Sometimes there's preventative things, and I'll start the conversation with, you know, I can't even touch my toes. I'm chasing my kids around the house. I am injuring myself on our first golf outing of the year. So there's definitely preventative things that can happen. We're definitely not the experts in this. We do have an expert conversationalist to talk about.
That's right. That's right. So Justin Slim was kind enough to join us today and provide his expertise. He's the owner and operator of Slim Fitness. Welcome, Justin.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Leanna and Rob.
We have talked about this in the past, and one of the, I think, biggest things that people can do to improve their health over the long term is not just fitness, but in particular, fall prevention. So, Frick, can you tell us a little bit about what we mean by fall prevention and why it's so important?
Yeah, 100%. So I think, and I don't want to start this on a negative note, but I think it's important to look at the stats. So hip fractures in Canada, 30,000 Canadians per year are fracturing their hips. And what we've found is that up to 25% of those may pass away after a year of that injury. Now, there's several different factors that could involve, right? So we're losing our independence if that happens, longer recovery times. Maybe there's chronic injury or chronic conditions that they're also dealing with at the same time. And this is why we need to battle it early on so we don't become another statistic, another number. So this is why agility training is actually really important. Now, I will say this with a caveat that agility training in supplementation to a good strength training program, it actually builds off of that. So some of the benefits of doing things like agility training, number one, it's going to improve your reaction time. So if you do slip on some ice, you're able to catch yourself and kind of stabilize, or down the stairs, you can catch the railing or something like that. Balance and coordination is also a huge one as well. Confidence and independence. And I don't think that that's talked about a lot, but anytime that you can incorporate some sort of agility training to like make yourself feel better about yourself, to be like, yeah, I am a, you know, I don't know if I can swear on this, but a BADA, you know what I mean? A bad at. Anyways, it's also functional. It's functional movement, and it's going to reduce that risk of hip fractures down the road.
Justin, so maybe we can start with this on, you know, for the listener, just giving some general tips for someone looking to improve their agility.
So number one is I think we need to be self-aware of where we are today, right? So if you have not been training for years, that's okay. It's never too late to start, whether you're in your 50s, 60s, it doesn't matter. But that also means that you need to go slow if you haven't been training for a long time. So if you are an intermediate, I would say start slow, maybe once, twice per week at 10 to 15 minutes. And it could be fun things. Like, it doesn't need to be doing like sprints or anything like that. Like considering things like cross-country skiing or Tai Chi or downhill skiing, you know, doing some water aerobics, things like that, that might be more friendly to the body is a great place to start. If you're someone that has been training for a long time, you consider yourself an intermediate, maybe you can up that agility training to maybe 2 to 3 times per week, 15 to 20 minutes. And then for the more advanced people who have been training, like 3 days per week or more, 20 to 30 minutes plus is also a great place. And that self-awareness is going to be key. Like, I wouldn't say people should jump into the deep end if they're not ready for it. Like, really listen to your body, talk to the experts, make sure that you're doing safety first before you jump into something like that.
So that's kind of interesting because you mentioned a bunch of different activities. For those of us who are creaky, maybe a little bit not flexible anymore, that kind of thing, what does a well-rounded fitness regime look like? We are all told that we need to exercise more. We all know that we should be exercising more. But what does that actually look like in practice?
Yeah, that's a great question. So what I'll say is that the main thing that people need to focus on with their older age is battling sarcopenia. Sarcopenia is the age-related loss of muscle mass. And it happens to everybody. Like, you cannot avoid it. It's going to happen. And that's why we need to work our tail off in our 30s, 40s, 50s to maintain that muscle mass, to build that core base. So if you are continuing with a strength training program, I would say anywhere from 3 to 4 days per week, if you're able to, and then incorporating maybe an extra day or two in that agility training. Now, if you're not able to commit that to that much time, agility training doesn't need to be set in a box, right? Playing with your grandkids, making sure that you're going for a hike, going skating on the pond, all of that can be included as quote unquote training, but can also be fun and maybe not feel like you have to work out.
Justin, you brought up something really important at the start of this conversation, and you said confidence. And I think that that is an amazing word, because we're talking about all the physical benefits, but there's obviously mental and emotional benefits as well. Can you just elaborate on that part?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, as we go through our younger years, we're focused on our careers, we're focused on raising our kids, we're focusing on helping other people as much as we can. So we may feel that we're giving so much to other people. And then when we get into those retirement ages, we may not have that confidence anymore. Empty nesters, they may not have that family with them anymore. So any way that we can build up that mental health and that confidence is so important. Joining community groups, making sure there's walking clubs out there too that are really important for building that confidence as well. And I would say another thing too is just really not making yourself feel like, if you're listening to this conversation and you're like, I can't do that, like I'm not someone who's going to be moving, it doesn't have to be this Herculean effort where you have to jump into the deep end. One small step today can make a huge impact down the road.
Do you have any ideas for kind of activities that are sort of the best sort of starting or entry points for people who maybe haven't been active in a while? Or, you know, do they go to a gym and start jumping into something? Are there things we can do at home that would help out?
Yeah, 100%. That's a great question. So a little bit of background about me is I used to be a group fitness instructor, and I did that for a lot of years. And it's a great place to build community, get people motivated. It's a structured environment. You have a coach helping you. The problem is, though, is that when you see people around you going 100% effort all the time, it can also encourage other people to do the same, which may lead to injuries down the road. So I will say that, number one, going back to that self-awareness, do you have the money to go to a studio or something like that? If you do, considering a low impact option, like a Pilates class, like a group aerobics class, that's a great place to start, not only for the physical component, but also that community aspect that you're going to get as well. If you're not able to get to a studio, I mean, we're approaching warmer weather here. I know rain's in the forecast this week. I think today is kind of one of the sunnier days, but more rain in the forecast. So if it is something that you can consider, getting outdoors more, you know, going for hikes, things like that, those are all free alternatives. If not, starting at home. And this is honestly my favorite place to do it, and it doesn't have to be complicated. Like setting up a couple of pylons around your living room, in like a square, right? And then what you would do is you would start in the middle, you go to the top left, shuffle back to the middle, go to the top right, come back to the middle. Make it a fun game. Any way that you can gamify it from home might make it a little bit more enjoyable as well.
Justin, is there any quick resources that listeners can go to find kind of an at-home self-start program?
What I would say is actually look up the Calgary Sport and Social Club. If you are looking for a community, that's a great place to start. Things like pickleball, racket sports, things like that. You can find a great community there. If you are looking for resources as well, you can head to my website, justinslim.com. I've got a free 30-day program that you can consider there, just to download there. But other than that, I would say just, you know, it does take some effort to find those communities, but once you do, you'll be a lifer for sure.
Oh, that's amazing. Justin, I wanted to thank you for joining us today. It's a great topic. It's a great topic for people to enhance their retirement in an aging setting at home or in a community. So I wanted to thank you for joining us today.
Rob, Leanna, thank you so much for having me.
Leanna, we talk about preventative health, income, growth, not just those aspects. We talk about a ton of those things and how it makes a meaningful experience for your entirety of your retirement. We're going to be talking about those things at our upcoming seminar. When is that?
That's right. We've got two coming up shortly. Our next one is actually this coming Tuesday, May 7th, live in person at the Sandman Signature Hotel in Lethbridge. The next Calgary location will be Tuesday, June 4th at 7 p.m. in person at the Carriage House Inn. Now, you do need to register for those things, so please go to morethanmoneyradio.com or connect with us on Facebook to do that.
Looking to buy a cottage? We'll be talking to an expert on recreational real estate trends next. You are on QR Calgary and More Than Money.